This morning's Press Pass features Jim Fink of Business First, who details a recent vote by the Erie County Industrial Development Agency. Ellicott Development was seeking a tax break for its project to restore the vacant School 56 on West Delavan into 33 market-rate apartments. According to Jim Fink, the tax breaks were denied by a no vote from ECIDA board member Frank Messiah.
And he objected to Ellicott Development getting the tax breaks. Because of the timing, there were only 12 of the 19 ECIDA directors present at the meeting. You need 10 to get any tax breaks, 10 affirmative votes. Frank Messiah obviously wasn't going to vote for it. One other director filed suit and didn't vote for it. Darius Pridgen abstained for obvious reasons because he was mentioned in the Maska tape and felt, you know, it was a conflict, which is a very legitimate thing.
Certainly.
So it came down, there was only 9 affirmative votes for Carl's project instead of the 10 that they needed to get the tax breaks.
So, and again, back to this, Carl Palladino has been able to access these tax breaks before through the Erie County Industrial Development Agency.
He has, others have. It's very common practice. It's a good practice because it brings these old buildings, it helps bring these old buildings back to life. They're very expensive to do. You need the tax breaks as sort of a form of gap financing. Otherwise, these projects don't go forward. You have to ask yourself, do you want School 56 to sit there vacant? These are now older buildings, historic buildings, brought it back to life, bringing people back into Buffalo, bringing investment dollars back into Buffalo, and it's putting the buildings back on the tax rolls. My issue here is that Frank Messiah couldn't separate his personal disdain for Carl Palladino versus his professional responsibility as an ECIDA director to look at the project, not the person behind the project. You have to look at the project on its merits. He didn't.
The situation at the One Seneca Tower, the auction fast approaching at, October 1st? Is that
right? October 1st.
What do you expect?
I know there's been a lot of buzz. We've talked about this. The hard reality is I think L&R, the people who own the mortgage, will end up back with the building. Remember, almost $91 million is owed in back mortgages, fees, penalties, et cetera, et cetera. They're not going to accept, you know, pennies on the dollar bid.
And you don't think anyone's going to come up with $91 million for that
building? Or anywhere in that ballpark. I mean, there'll be speculators out there, but they're not going to get where they need to be. Wish you could write some sort of happy ending to this, but I just don't see it.
That's going to take place October 1st, the auction for the One Seneca Tower.
Correct.
October 3rd on our calendar, we have another event at what used to be known as Millard Fillmore Gates Circle Hospital. As of sometime on October 3rd, it will no longer be that hospital.
Probably a couple minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning, it'll be the 11-story of the main building will be reduced to a pile of rubble and dust. It is going to be imploded, making way for what will be a very dramatic transformation of that property, the almost 7 acres that comprise a hospital right where Delaware and Lafayette and Gate Circle all come together. The implosion has been in the works, probably about 6 months now.
Okay.
The building is prepped and ready to go. It'll be fascinating. We haven't seen a lot of implosions. I think this will be, I believe, our third in this area since 1999. The Jackson building was imploded to make way for what's now the Hampton Hotel at Delaware and Chippewa. Simonelli Real Estate imploded the old 50 High Street building, which is now on the footprint of where the new Children's Hospital is going. So it'll be fascinating. I'm sure it'll be crowded. But the bigger picture is it's probably the most visible sign of the transformation of that property, which TM Montanti will be investing $150 million. I'm going to say that again, $150 million. You have Canterbury Woods that's coming in with a senior independent housing that will be pretty much on the footprint of where the hospital building is now. There's going to be a grocery store, roughly 25,000 square feet. The YMCA is 65,000 square foot. Then a smattering of some residential units.
When will that project be completed?
In phases over a 5 to 7 year period. The first part, Canterbury Woods, will probably be tenant ready by early 2017.
Jim Fink from Business First. He joins us every month for Press Pass here on WBFO. Thanks very much for your time.
Always a pleasure.